all wisdom comes from Yahuwah and is with him forever. Who can count the sand of the seas, the drops of rain, and the days of eternity? Who will search out the height of the sky, the breadth of the earth, the deep, and wisdom? Wisdom has been created before all things, and the understanding of prudence from everlasting. The word of Elohim Most High is the fountain of wisdom, and her ways are everlasting commandments. To whom has the root of wisdom been revealed? Who has known her shrewd counsels? The knowledge of wisdom, to whom is it made manifest? And who has understood her vast experience? There is one wise, greatly to be feared, sitting upon his throne, Yahuwah. He created her, he saw and measured her, he poured her out upon all his works. She is with all flesh according to his gift. He gave her freely to those who love him. The fear of Yahuwah is glory, exaltation, gladness, and a crown of rejoicing. The fear of Yahuwah will delight the heart and will give gladness, joy, and length of days. Whoever fears Yahuwah, it will go well with him at the last. He will be blessed in the day of his death. To fear Yahuwah is the beginning of wisdom. It was created together with the faithful in the womb. She laid an eternal foundation with men. She will be trusted among their offspring. To fear Yahuwah is the fullness of wisdom. She inebriates men with her fruits. She will fill all her house with desirable things and her storehouses with her produce. The fear of Yahuwah is the crown of wisdom, making peace and perfect health to flourish. He both saw and measured her. He rained down skill and knowledge of understanding and exalted the honor of those who hold her fast. To fear Yahuwah is the root of wisdom. Her branches are length of days. The fear of Yahuwah drives away sins, and where it is present, it turns away wrath. Unjust wrath can never be justified, for his wrath tips the scale to his downfall. A man that is patient will resist for a season, and afterward gladness will spring up to him. He will hide his words until the right moment, and the lips of many will tell of his understanding. A wise saying is in the treasures of wisdom, but godliness is an abomination to a sinner. If you desire wisdom, keep the commandments, and Yahuwah will give her to you freely. For the fear of Yahuwah is wisdom and instruction. Faith and humility are his good pleasure. Don't disobey the fear of Yahuwah. Don't come to him with a double heart. Don't be a hypocrite in men's sight. Keep watch over your lips. Don't exalt yourself, lest you fall and bring dishonor upon your soul. Yahuwah will reveal your secrets and will cast you down in the midst of the congregation because you didn't come to the fear of Yahuwah and your heart was full of deceit.